Welcome to the first mini-sode of the Tap Room exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. I want to give a quick shout-out to author Stephen A. McKay for allowing me to use his track for our theme song. You can check him out at stephenamckay.com and purchase his books on Amazon. His Twitter handle is @SA_McKay, and I highly suggest you follow him on Twitter. The next release of Nut Smasher, the highly sought-after Imperial Stout from Willoughby Brewing Company, is scheduled for April 7th and 8th. Tickets to the bottle release session are going on sale Monday, March 26th at 10 a.m. Both the base beer and the Vietnamese variant will be available for purchase at both sessions. Tickets can be purchased at Eventbrite. Thursday, March 29th is baseball's opening day. Hansa Brewing Company in Ohio City will release a scoring position Maybach that day to commemorate. Get out there and check them out, located at 2717 Lorraine Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. This past Saturday, March 24th, I attended the release of Masthead Brewing Company's latest New England IPAs. Shoot from the Hip, 7.2% ABV, and Extra Extra, a double New England IPA that clocks in at 8% ABV. Both are bursting with tropical citrus flavor and sport a wonderful bitter finish. I love Masthead's New England IPAs. Their last release featured Centennial Vice, A Series of Tubes, and Baby Fleeb Juice. All three were fantastic, but I gotta say Centennial Vice was probably my favorite. Out of the two that were released this last Saturday, I gotta say I think the Extra Extra was my favorite. I knew the event would be packed, and it was, so I decided to get there a little after they opened, hoping to skip the line. Luckily, I did, and I walked right in and was given number 112. The screens above the bar showed they were currently on number 50-something, so I sat down at the bar and tried both beers on draft with their Brute Force Double IPA and a pepperoni pizza. All three beers are fantastic, and I highly suggest you go out and try them. Masthead's well-known for great beer, but they also have fantastic food. So get down to the brewery located at 1261 Superior Avenue in Cleveland and try both the food and the beer. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Speaking of Masthead, they will be doing a tasting on April 27th at Rosie's Winehouse located at 14900 Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio. Tickets are $25. There will be 8 beers on tap, appetizers, and more. I've been to a couple of the Rosie's tastings, and I gotta say they're always a lot of fun. I really hope to see you there. The next day, April 28th, is the Believeland Beer Fest. Tickets are on sale now at BelievelandBeerFest.com/tickets. Tickets are $40 until March 31st. The price of admission includes a 5-ounce tasting glass, 25 drink tickets, a 3-hour session, live music and entertainment, and the best beer in the land. VIP tickets are on sale for $55 until March 31st. Your ticket includes everything I mentioned, plus an hour early entry and a custom beer koozie for your tasting glass. Super VIP tickets are on sale for $75 until March 31st. They include everything I mentioned, plus a t-shirt, a bottle opener keychain, a super fan sticker, and more. I hope to see you there on April 28th. Sibling Revelry Brewing Company will be doing a can release of their Cherry Wit on March 31st at their tap room located at 29305 Clemens Road in Westlake, Ohio. They will be selling 6-packs until they run out and will also have the Cherry Wit on draft. It is described as a Belgian-style white ale brewed with fresh cherry purees for a sweet semi-tart flavor and a crisp, dry finish. It has 5.2% ABV and 18 IBUs. Collision Bend Brewing Company has been named Best Brew Pub in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Celebrate with them on April 3rd starting at 3 p.m. They are located at 1250 Old River Road in Cleveland, Ohio. They will be featuring food and drink specials along with an all-day happy hour. Huge congrats to everybody over at Collision Bend. On April 5th, our friends at Brick and Barrel Brewing Company announced that their Bitter Chief IPA will be available in limited quantity cans just in time for the home opener. This is their first can release, and the cans will feature the Bitter Chief logo. Tickets are on sale for $9 and will buy you your first beer and a Bitter Chief sticker, with proceeds going to the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland, and will also reserve you the opportunity to purchase a minimum 6-pack of Bitter Chief Unfiltered IPA. Doors open at 2 p.m., For those that stick around, they will also have Scott Longert, a local author and historian, who will share how the Cleveland Indians became the kings of baseball. Raffle items from the Cleveland Indians, Lake County Captains, and Brick and Barrel will be donated to the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland. Follow Brick and Barrel on Facebook for more info. The 4th Annual Iron Brewer Competition will be held on May 5th at the Cleveland Brew Shop, located at 4142 Lorraine Avenue, across from Platform Beer Company. Starting at 9 a.m. that day, brewers will bring their equipment and receive a secret ingredient. They have 1 hour to craft a recipe. They'll then take their wort home to ferment, and judging will take place on June 16th. Cost is $30, and the deadline to enter is May 4th. And finally, at 4 p.m. on April 6th, the Cleveland International Film Festival will be holding a screening of the new film Brewmaster. Join the director along with a panel that includes Jeremy Langham of Ironborn Brewworks, Pat Conway of Great Lakes, Renee DeLuca of New Albion Brewing Company. Tickets are on sale now at clevelandfilm.org. And thanks to our pals on Facebook, Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News, you can get $2 off tickets when you use the code IBW at checkout. Like and follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook to stay up to date on all things brewing in Northeast Ohio. They will be doing a giveaway with Ironborn Brewworks next weekend, so get out there and like them now. Thank you for listening to our very first minisode. I hope you enjoyed. Tune in for new episodes premiering April 3rd featuring Railroad Brewing Company. Have a good night.